What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, first of all, I hope you all are having a wonderful Thanksgiving week. The New York Giants take another devastating loss. And once again, this team is going to be swept by the Dallas Cowboys. Now, here's my thoughts on this game. I thought we played a little bit better than last week, even though we didn't put up as much points as we did last week. I just wanna thank every player on this team for just showing the guts, showing the glory, just showing everything that they had against a really good Dallas Cowboys team, even though I hate saying that, obviously, because they're my division rival, but it's the truth. This is a great football team with a great defense, with a great receiving core, and the Cowboys are... Ow, ow. What are you doing? Like I was saying, let go. What do you want? What do you want? You can't get in. You could try. You ain't gonna get in. You can't get in. So, like I was saying, sorry about that, guys. Like I was saying, this is a great football team, and I can't stress that enough, you know, if you're gonna ask me, Justin, how are the Giants gonna make the playoffs? I don't know. As of right now, we're the number 7 seed in the NFC conference, and hey, at least we're still in the playoffs. But that's the question. Like, it's clear to say that 10 wins could clearly get this team to the postseason, because the NFC conference is not that good of a conference, because there's so many bad teams in this conference. I could see our 2 wins possibly being against the Commanders, because Daniel Jones, he does play well against Washington. You know, maybe our third win somehow comes up against the Colts, you know, just because they don't really have a head coach, even though Jeff Saturday, even though they lost to the Eagles, barely, he's been doing a great job. Maybe we beat the Colts, you know. So that's how I see it, you know. And if that doesn't happen, then we don't make the playoffs, you know. Unless the Dallas Cowboys or some other team in this division or in this conference somehow screws up. I just don't see how we can make the playoffs when we can't even win. When you literally need to win 10 games, you know. Like I said before, guys, this team is not a great team. You know, like, you're not gonna, you know, in every game you're not gonna. In every game, don't expect this New York Giants team to go and win. Like, this isn't the Buffalo Bills. You know, this isn't the Buffalo Bills. This isn't the Kansas City Chiefs. This isn't a team that's going to go into any game and dominate. You know, we can't score. We're banged up with injuries. You know, and our secondary is hurt. You know, the only good thing we have is Daniel.
Come on,
no, is Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. That's the only good thing we have. We don't have anything else. Like name something else that we have that's good. You know, we don't have nothing. We don't have. That's probably the only good things we have. You know. But I will say this though. The future is bright. I believe in Joe Shane. You know, and I still believe that Brian Daboll is still the head coach of the year. Because what he's doing is something that no one expected. And what that is helping and trying to get a team that's been horrible for the past, I don't know, 12 years, maybe 12 years in a decade, I don't know. Wait. I know, wait. So that's all I'm saying. You know, maybe the future is bright. I'm not a person that's going to forget about winning. I'm always gonna keep my mind when it comes to football, guys. I'm always about winning. I'm not a negative person. I'm a very positive person. I want to win. You know, I don't care if we lose. You know, as long as we still have an opportunity, as long as we still have a chance, I'm good with that. You know, and that's all I want. That's all I need. We got this whole week. We got an extra week off to get things right. We're gonna be back at home Sunday. We're gonna be facing the Commanders, and hopefully we could get some of our guys back. You know, because we need every simple thing that we can get into the season. You know, because, we're not that far away from getting into the postseason. You know? And that's all I gotta say about that. You know? So, hey. At least we're not out of the playoffs. You know? And like I said before, the only thing that us Giants fans can do is hope and pray that we can get our guys, that we can get the guys that we need back. You know? So the season's not over yet. We still got, and like I said before, I said this last week, there's still plenty of football left to be played. Look at, do I believe in my team? Even when we lose, even when we get demolished, even when we get decimated, absolutely. But, you know why? Because I'm a loyal fan. You know, because that's the type of fan I am. I don't care who we're facing. I don't care what the causes are. I don't care what the risks are. As long as we're competing, then I'm fine with that. This is a young team that's rebuilding and that's going to get better with a young head coach who clearly knows what it takes to win. And with a young GM who clearly knows what it takes to win. You know? So, Giants fans, I know we lost, but, you know, like I said before, this isn't a great team, you know? And as much as I hate saying that, it's the truth. I'm not going to lie to you guys. This is not a good football team. What this New York Giants team is, this is a New York Giants team that's just going to fight you and not care what they have. You know? That's just the truth, you know? So, yeah. If we can stay healthy, and if we can, and if we can play physical and smart football, then yeah, I think we have a chance, you know. But we have plenty of football. We have plenty of opportunities, and I am down for all of that. You know? But guys, I'm gonna let you all go and enjoy your turkey, whatever you're gonna eat, your mac and cheese. And I'll see you guys on Wednesday when I do my picks for week number 13. And yeah, guys. Sorry, Giants fans. It sucks, but, you know, a lot of people say, you know what they say? The truth is going to hurt. And that's the truth. But the Cowboys ain't going to the Super Bowl. You know, I still have my, even though the Philadelphia Eagles might go to the Super Bowl because they're clearly the best team in the NFC, or the San Francisco 49ers, I respect the Eagles more because at least Eagles fans have class and at least they know what their team really is. Cowboys fans, every year, they like to act like, oh, it doesn't matter. Cowboys fans, they don't care what they have. They're always going to assume, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl because we're America's team. No, you're not. What you are, you're a team that's been non-existent for the past two decades. The Cowboys have not been in the Super Bowl since what? The early, late 90s? Yeah, shut up. So, Giants fans, keep your heads up. The season is still alive, okay? Keep your heads up. Excuse me. Keep your heads up and keep your mouth and keep your chins up and keep noticing some optimism for this season because there's still plenty of football left. I love you guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy it. And now that I said that, I'll see you guys on Wednesday. I'm out. Peace out.